Top of the morning, everybody. Great to have your company for Fun Friday. November 26 is the day. Hope you're well wherever you might be listening. On the McCafe menu, that's looking well. We're going to go to Las Vegas, if you don't mind, to chat to golf journalist Brian Hurlburt, who's over there ahead of the highly anticipated The Match 5 they're rivals in every sense. Brooks Koepka and Bryson DeChambeau. The Fires have been stoked for a good 2 years on this one, and they finally get to lock horns over 12 holes at the Hotel Wynn over there in Las Vegas. And that they tee off, in fact, in about 2 hours' time. So looking forward to having a chat to Brian over there in Nevada. We'll have a preview of the Zipping Classic with Jason Richardson. It's on tomorrow. It's the boss's farewell, Glenn Boss's last day of competitive racing. So looking forward to a chat with Richo. New Hawk Josh Ward, who went at pick 7 in Wednesday night's national draft. One of the great stories out of the draft. His great-grandfather played for the Hawks back in the day. He's a lifelong Hawks supporter. So we'll have a chat to Joshy Ward. And as is custom on a Friday, this man's got to give his seal of approval for the number one pick. And until he does so, I'm not buying it. Johnny from Epping's going to join us as well just before 7 o'clock. But as always, all of your calls on the ENS open line, 1300 736 736, and the text on the Tempered text machine, 0433 98 11 16. It is a great pleasure to welcome this man. He's been resplendent this week. The dual premiership player, D King. Welcome, Kingy.
We've had a lot of fun this week, you and I.
A lot of it at my expense.
No.
Which I'm happy about.
Look, 70% of it. I'll say 70%. I feel like today you're going to get a little bit of a percentage back.
Oh.
Given how the day's going to play out.
Oh.
Post our little 9 o'clock finish.
Okay. Well, yes. We'll get to that.
It was good to see the draft finish up last night. It was a bit of a slow finish, wasn't it? It's an awkward event. But they did a great job, and the kids are so excited. The vision coming through on. I know we're not in love with Zoom chats at any point, but yeah, it is great to see the excitement of the families.
Good to see a few more pylons.
Yeah, it was, wasn't it?
A few more stacks on as well. No, some great stories. Love the father-son. It's the great romantic chapter in our game, and long live the father-son rule. Hawthorne were busy last night as well, ruffling some feathers as well. So we'll get to that. Plenty of storylines to come through. A few brothers going as well. So we'll get to all of that as we explore the draft, perhaps a little bit later on. The second round has been completed. Actually, just before we leave it for now, good to see Charlie Constable get another chance as well. Given that we think he's far too good for the VFL, couldn't crack in at Geelong. Now he's headed to the Gold Coast Suns. So we'll speak about that a little bit later on as well. Hey, it's Black Friday today. You into that? Are you going somewhere? Are you going shopping?
No. So today hasn't mapped out the way I was sort of hoping. I'll declare.
Because hang on, it's Friday.
So I know.
Is where you put the feet up.
Well,
the NFL's on.
I do love my NFL. Back-to-back-to-back games today. 3 games. Thanksgiving.
You'll have a couple of whiskey sours, a couple of G&Ts.
A perfect world.
Get the pizza oven going. Just switch off.
Find the world's biggest steak, duck down the railway club and just relax. Look, there's a mate of mine, Mark's Concreting. He's done himself a mischief with a couple of his workers who have got COVID.
Oh.
Have been COVID impacted. Let's just put it that way.
So is he like what?
He's
sort
of sent out a bit of an SOS. Concreting. This is why I'm looking forward to talking to Johnny from Epping. I need to get some intel.
Why?
What are the requirements? I'm just going to be the labourer today.
Hang on, what?
I'm going to labour for a couple of hours.
Hang on. So
given the conditions, of course.
Hang on, Your mate's been shortchanged some stuff at a critical time. Everyone's busy up until Christmas.
You've got to get stuff done before Christmas. As the tradies going to work right now would understand, that the need to get – the timing's critical right now, especially with concreting. That's the start of everybody.
So he's got no staff and he's rung you and said
– Well, he wasn't ringing for me.
Yes.
But he's backed himself into a bit of a corner.
And he's called you?
No, he was looking for – actually, my young bloke to give him a bit of a chop out and a couple of his mates. But they're on schoolies. So I said, look, if you're desperate.
Oh, no.
I was probably half thinking he won't take me up on this. This will just get through to the keeper.
So what does this involve?
I don't really know. A little bit of barrow work.
A shed load of hard labour, I'd say.
I'm not looking forward to it.
Blimey. Well, actually, I might have an olive branch for you.
What do you got?
Just before we came on air.
You coming down?
No. How good do you reckon I'd be for 10 minutes?
You're more sort of aerodynamic.
I'd be the foreman.
You're an aerodynamic type operator on the
bike. I'd be the foreman. How's this, though? This might be the olive branch you need. They're talking of flood warnings across Australia today.
Yes.
In fact, they're describing it, one headline, as a 4,000-kilometre rain bomb set to hit Australia. central and eastern parts of the nation. It's going to run from the Northern Territory through Queensland, down to New South Wales and down to Victoria.
What time?
A huge weather event.
What time's it?
I'm turning? Wiping out the whole day. Call in. Too wet for concreting.
I might have to join the union on the way out there.
How do you mix concreting? Three parts two parts
I won't have to get involved in any of the intelligence stuff. I'll just be on the barra.
So while you've got the sand and the gravel mix, I'll be doing two parts Campari, three parts part sugar syrup.
And yes! I won't be looking at my phone today either, so don't bother.
Get that into your king.
You're enjoying this a bit too much. I'm not looking forward to it. What have you got on today? What's your day looking
like? No, I won't be feet up, unfortunately. We're renovating the house. So come to the day where we've just got to decide what we like and don't like. So we're going out there, might even actually pay a visit to our good mates at ENS. You can't not. So we'll get out there. We've got some tile places to look at, some flooring places to look at. It's just got to tick it off. It's going to be a big day in the car.
This won't go well today.
On a Friday.
I'll get it till 3 o'clock before you're blueing. Don't worry about your two parts campaign.
You don't think we can
rubbish.
Make this work?
Mate, unless you rip a couple of sort of vodka and oranges into her early, just to settle the temperature between the two of you.
I've already said I'm going to be Switzerland on this. I'm not going to get hung up on whether we're going with Tasmanian oak or whether we're going with this or that. That
couldn't be further from the truth.
Well, of course
true. You've walked in here at 5 o'clock every morning this week and given us an opinion on something that's left of centre. whether it be the front page story, whether it's a murder investigation up north or the draft selections that Hawthorn's... You've got an opinion on it. So I'm looking forward to seeing how
you've
got to
choose your
today.
Poison in this caper, I reckon.
What's your partner?
We'll still be going at the end of it, you reckon?
She'll choose the wrong tile today and it'll be...
I think we're trending.
DEFCON 4.
Things are looking positive. Things are looking positive. Hey, if you got a concreting tip for Kingy, 1-300-736-736. No, 0433981116. Concrete labourer starting at 9:30. Turn it up, Kingy. Stick to talking rubbish on the radio. Love Steve. You though, Steve.
Steve, look, I'm happy to do that, man. I'm very happy. I'm hoping the weather really turns.
Sorry, Kingy. You'll be in traction for a week after being on the Crete. Cheers from Ando. So,
Do you reckon they on the Crete?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, he's been on the barra.
Johnny told Tim and Gary that he surveys the concrete from the car. It doesn't get out.
Oh no! Is that right?
From Q. Magnificent.
He'd know a bit of Rio Rod. There's no doubt about that.
So Johnny. Kingy needs some help today. He's going to be that far out of his comfort zone.
Not if it rains.
He's praying for rain. So if you can do a rain dance
Ando,
for him,
I want Ando to tell me at what point do I just walk off the site?
What is the go on a build? You can't.
I need to know an out. I need an out.
Are there any sort of participation spells doom? Doesn't it?
I don't know.
How does it work with concrete?
I'm happy to go with that.
Yeah, okay. All right. Frank's in one turn. He might have the answer for us. G'day, Frankie.
G'day, boys. Hey, look, Kiki, we haven't used wheelbarrows to doing concrete slabs for years. Well, the main thing is they're using pumps now, so don't stress about that. Your only job is to go and get the smoko. You're the ones that have to run there and get the coffees and the pies, all right?
So that's your only job today. Is that right, Frank? So what's he talking about with this barra? What could I possibly be doing with a barra?
Well, the only thing he might be doing with the barra is clean up the trowels and things in the barra, so you don't spread all excess concrete all over the footpath and roads.
No, I didn't sign up for that, Frank. I'm not doing the cleaning. That's not my role, surely.
Wash the dishes, mate, as we say.
Are you on your way out to do a bit, are you? You a concreter?
Yeah, no, I'm a builder, so I'm going out to have a look at a couple of jobs. And it's not looking good weather-wise, but I wouldn't want to be doing concrete today anyhow.
Yes, Frankie. Magnificent.
Frank, you're still there?
Yeah, I'm still there, yeah.
Can we just have a quick chat about the union rules? I mean, what do I need to happen so that I don't have to go through with any of this?
You got your fluoros. That's the main thing, right? You got your fluoros and you got your double vax. You got to have your double vax on your phone.
I am double vaxxed, but I might not bring that to the party today.
He wishes he wasn't. Good on you, Frank.
Good on you, Frank.
Great call from you. Tim said you should be on your way home by lunch if you're concreting, and the main thing you need to know about concreting, Kingy, is don't do it.
Home by lunch?
Home by lunch is not bad, is it?
Especially if I'm getting there at half. We have to have a meeting today after we finish.
Oh,
we should really plan next week, shouldn't we?
Here we go. Hopefully your mate and his boys out there already have started the pour.
Yes.
Because, no, that's bad for you. Because as comes through on the text, if you start the pour, you must finish. Rain, hail, or natural disaster.
People are making this up. I only want to hear from genuine concreters.
Well, Shane's come through with Kingy.
Shane doesn't even sound like a concreter.
Raindrops, work stops. No. You like him now, don't you?
Johnny, concreter. Shane doesn't sound like a concreter.
Shane's a concreter.
No, you have to be.
That's a concreter name. His name's not Philip.
Shane.
Shano.
No, I don't think Shane's a concreter.
Shano is a trading name from way back.
I'm going to ring Shane and ask him if he's a concreter. His number's there. Give Shane a call. See if he's a concreter.
Got it. You might have a starter. The Temper Text has given me an idea. This might be the beginning of a beautiful thing, a company, like Kingy the Concreter.
If you want to,
Kingy's Concreting.
If you want to read through my Twitter feed, concreting is very much an option for me.
You'd rather, and who would have thought we'd say this, you'd probably rather be at the Black Friday sales than out there. So I wouldn't mind asking if people are into this.
Worse than going to Black Friday.
So this is one of those things that obviously started in the States. It's a Thanksgiving today in America, actually. So happy Thanksgiving to our American listeners this morning to mark the start of the Xmas shopping period, if you like, in the States. It started decades ago.
Who says Xmas?
Christmas. I wrote Xmas down in front of me, shorthand. Christmas sort of shopping period, if you like, Kingy. So, but it's really caught on over here. But beware the fake bargain, I reckon. Are they all legit?
Is that why you're shopping today? Are you looking for bargain?
No, actually, no. But that's why? I wonder if, does it apply to that stuff, Black Friday? Surely it doesn't.
You're going to see our this is more your National Tiles.
Yeah, this is more your Meyer and your What's David Jones Walker? And Someone Frank Walker,
Frankie?
Isn't it?
Frankie Walker.
Frankie Walker.
Was that Frank Walker ring before?
It might have been. Just have a look at the temper text here. Union rule. Tally-ho paper out on the ground. If it gets one drop of water on the paper, it's called off.
Dan sounds like a union man to me.
I like the sound of that. You might need some representatives out there. Kingy, just remember, if you tip a barrow over, it's a slab punishment.
Is it?
Have some vinegar handy for the concrete burns. Stammers from Altona Meadows. I like it, Stammers.
Stammers sounds like a concreter to me. That's what I'm talking about.
Keep these tips coming through.
Look, if you want to come and give us a hand, you're not shopping till at least after lunchtime.
No, I've got to go straight away. Have to go straight away. Got to beat the traffic. It's a Friday. Got to get out to multiple warehouses and showrooms. I'll be leaving you to the concreting, Kingy. So we've got a big show today, and we want to talk great sporting rivalries a little bit later on. And I've gone back through the back catalogue of the Brooks Koepka, Bryson DeChambeau saga. DeChambeau saga.
Bryson.
It goes back a long way. A lot of it petty. There's been back and forth all the way through. So it's a legitimate rivalry. Can't wait for it. Fittingly, it's in the hype city, this much hyped contest. So looking forward to that. Hey, just quickly before we get to the break.
How this all started.
Time? Playing
slow
slowly.
Play, yeah,
slow play. But Brooks Koepka didn't mention Bryson DeChambeau explicitly by name when he mentioned it. At that time, Bryson, upon reading last night a bit, was at the centre of the whole conversation. He wasn't on his own, but he was the poster boy for it because he was one of the best players.
No, so, because he was changing golf. He was the mad scientist. So he had all of his irons are the same length, and he had the science behind every putt. He had the science behind every stroke. Everything had to be, you know, winds costing us 3 metres, the breeze from the sides.
Some of these clips went viral of him taking 3 minutes to line up.
Negotiating with his caddy the perfect shot, and then no one hits the perfect shot.
But there's
that's how it started. But
so much back and forth.
How would they be
then
following you?
Well, I'm quick.
I got a call from our man at Callaway yesterday, Michael Gorn.
We're not backing over this again.
He shuffled two dozen golf balls in for you.
Oh. Yeah. What do you got there?
Yeah, two dozen.
Why?
Because he knows how bad you are.
Two dozen. Will that get me through 18?
Yeah. Well,
dude, that's lovely. What's his name?
Michael Gorn.
Michael Gorn. Thank you, Gorny.
There's the white ones with the putting stripes down.
We need those.
You need those. And these are more your high vis.
Well, this
soccer ball style.
Oh, no, I saw them.
I
used one of these, a couple of these at the weekend.
This is great for people playing the same course as Sam because he is no chance to keep any of these balls.
So if you need some balls, are you saying follow me?
Follow you.
Thank you. Hey, thanks, Gorny. Thanks, Callaway. That's magnificent.
He gave you a glove. He gave you a glove as well. He doesn't reckon you're using a glove. There's something wrong with a handicap of 54.
No, I wasn't using a glove at all.
No, well, now you are.
Oh, will this improve my handicap by at least
You'll be below 50 before you know it.
How good's that? Oh, thanks to the great team at Callaway, and thank you, Kingy, for passing that on. Yeah. There you go, the gift that keeps on giving.
There you go.
We might get a few more weeks out of this yet. We'll take a break here. Fun Friday. We're off and running. Jeez, we're going in all sorts of directions here.
Should I take my own trowel today?
You better take a trowel. Kingy, take your trowel. But I like the sound of it. Kingy's concreting, I reckon. Yeah. You know, from small things, big things grow, I reckon.
Concreting.
We're back after this. We're here for Kogan credit cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards. Garage Doors redefined as well, 4ddoors.com.au.
You
and Country Racing Victoria, we're back racing strong again. Visit country.racing.com.
Concreting.
The country is back racing strong again. Support local communities and visit country.racing.com. Kogan credit cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards and complimentary Kogan First membership. Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Summer breakfast.
Fool me once. Shame on you. If fool me, we can't get fooled again.
Oh, it's Thanksgiving in America today. Happy Thanksgiving to all our American listeners this morning. And it's a Black Friday sale, so best of luck if you're going to go out there and brave the stampedes and the masses and find yourself a bargain on Black Friday. And we're wishing Kingy the best of luck as well, because he's going to be in a different sort of a stampede. In fact, Kingy, you're praying for rain, but some bad news arrived for you during the break. So we should give them a shout-out. You're going to work for Mark's Concreting.
He's just a young fella having a go. You know where Bell Reynolds is?
Yes.
He's a young man from Bell Reynolds, come down with the bride, and they're going flat out trying to make a crust.
Well, you're a good man to help him out.
It's a bloody good effort.
Now, he's listening in.
The problem is he's just sent me the old radar, a photo of the weather report. There's not a speck of cloud or rain or anything on
he's
the
horizon.
He's
just sent you a photo of the radar.
He sent me one from last year. this can't be right.
I like it.
It'll be rain somewhere. Do I have to get a hanky?
Well, yeah, a lot of text coming through. Don't forget your safety helmet, a four-knotted hanky.
I can't wait to talk to Johnny from Epping. Even if he didn't get out of the car, he still would have had a four-knotted hanky.
He'll know it inside out. I know he will. Clinchy, nothing better than a Sparky, working in a house under the roof line and watching a bunch of concreters panic as the rain starts to fall. You'll know how the Tin Man felt from Wizard of Oz when he ran out of oil when you wake up tomorrow. Good luck, Kingy.
Tomorrow's not going to be good, is it?
Josh has suggested that you take your nice, crisp blue suit out there to do your concrete.
I was wondering what the fashion, what's the dress, standard dress?
So plenty of people. Actually, get on to Peter Riccardi Concrete in Geelong. He'll sort you out, Kingy.
Is he a concrete?
That's from Az.
Is he?
That's what Az is saying. Wasn't aware of that. Hate to break it to you, King Crete, but once the grey gold starts pouring, you got to see it out to the end.
The grey gold.
Daniel.
Is that right?
That's what they're saying. Once the pour starts, there's no going back.
We better have a conversation about the starting of this pour if that's the case.
The draft wrapped up last night. We're certainly not glossing over it. I think Dom thought that was it for us today. We are on air until 9 o'clock, Dom. We will cover it off at some particular point. But as Gary and Tim have made tradition now, we like to ramble a little bit off the top. Ian wants to talk. Yes.
I would like to know if anyone is planning on going to the Black Friday sales.
Surely people are.
Or their partner, or are you concerned?
Let us know.
Are you concerned about what the credit card damage is going to be today? I don't hear too much of people going. Is it more of an online thing, or is it a physical get into the city?
It's both, but I think...
More online?
No, I think the other way.
Oh, right. Okay.
Given it sort of really caught fire over there prior to, the pandemic, of course. I think it's much more, I think it's both. But I think you rock up and you get in there early and you find yourself a bargain, to be honest.
Okay.
Ian wants to talk about the draft. He's on the road. Welcome to the show, Ian.
G'day, guys. Exciting time of the year for the young draftees. But reading through some of the media outlets, I've seen the term, the headline used, winners and losers regarding the teams that have selected these players. How do you explain that term when these young players haven't played a game of AFL? I mean, it's a sizable step up from where they're coming from. So I don't get that headline. Could you, someone please explain it?
Now, there's no explanation there. We know where you're going on with you. I think, you see, I copped a little bit last night. I'm a big fan of Sam Butler, Dan Butler's brother. And I think what you do is you fall in love with three or four of them, and you watch where they go, and some of them have slid down to the 20s, such as Sam. I think he went 23 in the end, which I reckon's a bargain for the Hawks. Really good get. In my opinion, should have been closer to 10 than 25. So you're happy for that. You're excited about that, but you can't say there's a loser. I mean, these kids have played 10 games in 2 years.
Yeah.
So they don't even know who they are yet.
Did Shifter Sheen get drafted? Did you see him? Kevin Sheehan. Do you see that? So he's staying at the Siebel at the moment with all the other draftees and their family and whatever. And he got a note in his room from the general manager of the hotel saying, "A very warm welcome to you, Kevin. Good luck in your footy career." He finished at Geelong 82. It's about 50, 40 years too late. But I love the reply from Craig Starcevich, the Lions AFLW coach, because it's a shift to put this on Twitter. Now, Craig responded with, "This is up there with Ms. Danielle Merritt's welcome pack a couple of years ago at another hotel when he was travelling with the AFLW team from the Lions." Danielle Merritt.
Did Shifter get... Was he stumped last night for the first time ever?
You reckon you got him on one? Would be the first time ever.
Yeah. There was a young boy who went from the Richmond VFL team to Essendon. I can't think of his name.
We'll look him up.
And let's just say the normal flowing discussion didn't flow.
Right.
I think he got stumped.
That would be... The guy's got
VFL boy. Starts with G. Is it...
we'll look it
up. I want to say Gorvath or something like that. But, yeah... They had nothing.
There's Europa League action on at the moment. West Ham are leading. Spoiler alert. West Ham are leading Rapid win 2-0.
You've got to get this the right way around. You're going to be doing breakfast for quite some time.
Stack of games going on. Bayern Leverkusen 3, Celtic 2. So Ange's Celtic 3-2 down in the 88th minute. Galatasaray beating Marseille 4-2. Real Betis are up 2-0 in their game. Dinamo Zagreb 1, Genk 1. Anyway, stack of games going on at the moment. The NFL's on as well, Kingy.
Yes.
One game as we speak.
Important game too. Chicago Bears 13, spoiler alert, lead the Detroit Lions 7. And I'll tell you what, if the Bears get beaten today, he will be sacked, Matt Nagy.
This is it?
Yep, the coach of the Bears. So this is an important match. The Lions haven't won a game, I don't think, this year.
Couple of games following
0-8 and a draw or something like that.
Couple of games following this one. Cowboys Raiders from 8:30, about the time when the concrete starts pouring on Kingy's work site, and then the Saints and the Bills at 12:20. But he won't see a sniff of that either. He'll still have the sleeves rolled up.